And then it sewed it up with the same kind of thread they made it out of.
Mm-hmm. And this is a musical instrument. You play like this.
Juice harp, you know, harp.
A what?
Harp.
Mm-hmm. What about the one like this?
That's a juice harp, where you thump it.
Uh-huh.
And then this, you have when you saw them like that, you know, that's a mouth organ, and change the tune in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
You've seen that.
Yeah. This is something that children would play on. You take a board and set it across a trestle, and it'd go up and down.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what you call that?
You know, use it for a whole lot of things. You could take one and say your pump handle broke off your well.
Now, this is something that children play on, though.
Yeah, talk about, we call them riding horses.
Okay. And what about something that spins around and around?
Well, that's what they call flying jenny.
Okay.
A whole lot of times the kid gets thrown off in the arm book, see, to come around before he get out of the way, you know. And he didn't, you know, some of them did get the head cracked. So if the two would get to pushing it and get going so fast, and it'd be a stump sawed off, and cut a notch in it, cut around there and leave a place like that, and then get a big old pole and bore a hole in it with augers. They had augers, you know, they bore all size holes in it. And they'd drop it over there, and they'd balance it. And then one young would get on one end of it, the other get on the other end of it. And you get it going around and around, and fast as you could push it, fast it went. That's called that flying genus.
And what would you call something you might use to sharpen a knife on? What would you call that? If you wanted to sharpen a knife.
Oh, grind rock.
Or something smaller.
Emerald rock.
Or that you could hold in your hand.
What rock?
Okay. And what different types of fences did people used to have?
Oh, they made everything they used near about it.
What kinds of fences?
The fences.
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 Uh-huh.
Real fences.
Okay.
Split it out of wood. I can carry that. You ever been to old Shiloh?
Uh-uh.
That's where they had that Confederate big barren ground.
Uh-uh.
There's oak rails. That's around that is there when they had the war, if you recollect how long that's been. And the weather done weathered out till some of them made a big yarn and just as stout and hard as it can be.
Mm-hmm. What sort of fences did people have around their yards?
Pavements.
Okay, what did that look like?
Well, they just split boards and cut them a wide board, go at the bottom. Then nail that wide board to some fence board, and then take the what we call them palings, and nail them to that, and sharpen them up, and paint them. You have a right pretty fence.
And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children you might make a
tablet.
And what would you call low ground near a stream or a river?
A low ground, stream or river?
The low ground down there near a stream.
Well, that'd be a marsh.
Okay. What about bottom land or bottoms or interval?
Yeah, there's bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have a hill of land you take up around Rome, Georgia. You ever been up there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see how that kind of looks, don't you? And my boy went up there to school 2 years. I had the third year worked. Oh, then not. Well, you got him. Yeah. There's a lot of folks. The man used to run this store right here. He was raised up there in that hilly, rocky country.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of roads do you have?
Well, you have, we call them sand roads, asphalt roads, clay roads, Oh, there's a half a different difference, and some of them made out of...
What about the light-colored ones? With white on top, maybe?
Uh-huh, that's what they call a... finished roads made out of cement.
Mm-hmm.
Finished with cement.
Mm-hmm.